Hello, this is WHRW's This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. On June 10th, 1935, in New York City, two recovering alcoholics, one a New York broker and the other an Ohio physician, found Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, a 12-step rehabilitation program that eventually helps countless people cope with alcoholism.
So, Fred?
Yes, Bill?
Couldn't help but notice it's Friday night.
Yeah.
And we don't do that thing anymore that we used to do.
I know. We needed...
It's going to be kind of boring. Which, to liven things up, I brought in this pistol so we could play Russian roulette.
Okay. Let's get some bullets in there.
But see, Russian roulette's like a very dangerous game. So instead of our heads, we'll point the gun at our hand.
That's smart. You know,
I didn't get to be a stockbroker by being dumb.
I'm sure glad we can bleed to death now, because in order to quit drinking, I had to admit the existence of a higher power to whom I can now go quickly.
Well, that does sound tangential, but it is your turn.
Bang.
Oh, how unlucky for you. Okay. I saw the first aid kit in the lobby.
I'll go get it.
You're bleeding. Sit down.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
Just sit down. I'll be back in a few.
All right, yeah.
I'm sure that I can find it. Oh, here it is. This is weird. No first aid supplies in here.
That's too bad. I'm bleeding to death right now.
But I found some good news.
What?
There's some scotch in here, so I guess I'm no longer recovering alcoholic.
But that, give me that. It'll thin my blood and ease my misery.
Get your own.
Ah.
And that was how they got the idea for the name Alcoholics Anonymous, because Fred said, and they spelled it out as AA. Sadly, Fred did not live to see the first actual meeting, as he did bleed to death. Make sure that your first aid kit is well stocked, whether you're playing Russian hand roulette or not. You could be hurt some other way, you never know. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.